our business sponsors, just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
91 FM, The Truth. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and the discussion each and every day as we face the issues. As we face the issues each day, it's our desire to see you jump in, ask your questions, join in the discussion, and see what God does during the course of the broadcast. Today we're talking about what will America be like in 2025. Let me pause for a moment. What will the United States of America be like in 2025? Starting in 2025, should I say. The difference will be what we do as citizens in casting our ballot on a national, state, and local level. First of all, vetting the candidates. Ladies and gentlemen, make no mistake. Listen carefully. Make no mistake. This election, local, state, and national, will perhaps be the most crucial election in American history. You know, you've heard me say that. Perhaps you say, well, that's being hysterical. Perhaps that's exaggeration. No, it's not. It's a fact. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know of a time in my lifetime, and I'm still under 100 years old, I'm still under the 100 mark, I don't know a time in my lifetime that we've seen any more critical condition in our nation than we're witnessing today. We have devolved into a socialist, Marxist, communist nation without ever having declared that. And I say that based on what we see in the Oval Office, what we're witnessing as the VP, Kamala Harris, laughing Kamala, cackling Kamala, as I call her, and the candidate pick that she's made for the VP. We're going to talk about that in a moment as we start to get to the point of vetting local candidates and introducing one of the candidates for the school board for Duval County that's with us today. We'll be talking with Tony Ricardo shortly. In just a moment, we'll introduce him and ask some questions and let him share his candidacy and what he's doing in this race and why he's in it. But first of all, ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, when we face the issues, we do so based on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. I call it the truth book. It's the truth of the Word of God that makes the difference. Not truth, as some say it, not the bifurcation of truth, but the totality of truth. And ladies and gentlemen, Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32, made this statement. If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no freedom outside the truth of the Word of God. John 14, 6, Jesus says, I am truth. John 17, 17, the Word of God says, thy word is truth. I call it the truth book. Psalms 117, verse 2 says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. And ladies and gentlemen, may I say to you, when the scripture says endures forever, how long is forever? It's forever. But yet we can go back to the secularist George Orwell in his dystopian novel entitled 1984. Orwell made a statement that I believe is so apropos for today. Orwell said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And if you don't believe that, get into a circle with theological, doctrinal, biblical conversation. Get into a circle with those that have a D after their name and some that have an R after their name and see what the conversation devolves to. There's an animus against. There's a thought that somehow, some way, an individual can have his own version of truth. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint. I'm looking at a headline. DeMint warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. In part, this is what Jim DeMint said. Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible and the Christian church, is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, I couldn't have said that better myself. We have the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It's the truth book. You deviate from that, you get away from that. It's the fundamental foundation of America, and we've destroyed the foundation. Psalms 11:3 says, if the foundation is to be destroyed, what can the righteous do? I know what the righteous can do. We need to pray and ask God to rebuild the foundation. I know what the righteous can do. We can pray and ask God to give us candidates that we can vet and find to be faithful and truthful to the Word of God and place them in office as they lead us in civil government. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline. Most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. Now, I'll let it sink in for a moment. Who are the younger Americans, the 18 to 35-year-old age group? We call them the millennials. And more each and every year, we're finding the millennials in the driver's seat in relationship to political, social, ethical, moral standards, and even moving into the pulpits across the nation and leading our churches. And we find in that category, this article reads, 55% of the millennials say each person determines their own version of truth. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus, by the way, as he's being burned at the stake, he screams out, truth shall prevail. But years before that, here's what Jan Hus says. He says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And that's what this broadcast is about each and every day. As we face the issues, we're defending the truth. We're becoming, as the scripture talks about in the book of Ezekiel, the 33rd chapter, verse 10 says, how should we then live? Verses 1 through 9 talks about the need to be the watchman on the wall. And as a watchman on the wall, ladies and gentlemen, based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God, we have the responsibility of warning of danger ahead. Danger ahead. And that's what this broadcast is about. It is to encourage, to challenge, and to illuminate the hearts and the minds of the listeners. And I pray that you're tuned in today. And lest I forget it, and sometimes I do, the telephone number right after the completion of my monologue this morning, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Our candidate's running for District 1 and Duval County School Board, Tony Ricardo, is with us. In just a moment, we'll introduce Tony and ask him to respond to a few questions and allow you to call in and ask your questions and to say what can be said to join in the dialogue and discussion, locking arms with Tony, walking through the candidacy and the campaign to see him cross over the victory line on August the 20th. That's coming up just a few days. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators and a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right in the heart of Mandarin. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a benchmark and identifier to help you find Tools for Time. There's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole is a gigantic U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole at the base of the flagpole. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, our great nation has been going through some very distressing times in the last several years. In fact, beginning with the Obama administration and that 8 years that he occupied the Oval Office. By the way, I still say he was an illegal candidate. He was an illegal president. He was not a natural-born citizen. And by the way, I challenge you to go on DuckDuckGo, not Google, DuckDuckGo or some other platform and search out the whether or not Kamala Harris meets the requirement of our Constitution to be a natural-born citizen. I think the same thing applies to Kamala Harris as applied to Barack Hussein Obama. But I don't think by any stretch of the imagination the powers to be will do anything about that. But I'm simply laying that out for you to ponder and research for your own edification and make that determination. But ladies and gentlemen, 8 years of Barack Obama, then 4 years of Joe Biden, just about the 4 years, just about over now, just about destroyed our constitutional republic. The 8 years of Obama and 4 years of Barack, 8 years of Obama and 4 years now of Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe. By the way, have you seen him lately? Have you seen him before camera? Have you seen him talk lately? He's still hiding out in the basement. His handlers are still telling him that he's still in the race, I'm sure. In fact, I'd be willing to tell you Joe Biden probably doesn't realize he's no longer in the race for presidency. He believes he's still in the race. He did that in the election of 2020. He won the election supposedly with 81 million votes. And if you believe that, I need to sell you a calculator to do your math in the calculation. It's an impossibility for him to do that. But ladies and gentlemen, our nation's morals and ethics and biblical values are now at the lowest level in the history of the United States of America. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we have a government that is today forcing the barbaric practices of cutting off healthy body parts for young men and young ladies today under the guise of health care. Under the guise of health care, today, ladies and gentlemen, we have the move to murder a baby in the mother's womb. And by the way, there's a six amendments on the ballot for November the 5th of this year. Amendment 3 is dealing with pot. And if we pass that amendment, we'll have a pot-crazed state. Amendment 4 is the authorization that they've passed to allow the state of Florida to become the murder capital of the nation. People will be flying in from across the nation to murder the baby in the mother's womb. So I urge you to read the ballot and see, study the six amendments and make that decision as to what we need to do. Ladies and gentlemen, would you ever have believed that our government would force an immoral, ungodly, unholy practice to allow males to enter into a female's bathroom, locker room, shower room, dressing room? And Title IX of the educational laws, Title IX was designed to make sure that there was that would not take place, but it's taking place at the regulation change by Joe Biden. Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully. Title IX, with the modifications for Joe Biden, went in, it's not if, it, they went into effect August the 1st. They now stand as the law of the land. And so as we talk with Tony in a moment in relationship to his candidacy for school board and for other candidates out there, ask them how they stand on Title IX. Ask them, will they be willing to vote no in a board meeting to say no on the implementation of Title IX for the Duval County School Board or the St. John's County School Board. They need to be put on the spot. They, the candidates, need to be put on the spot. What will they do? How will they respond once we put them into office? Today, ladies and gentlemen, the focal point of the Marxist media and the Socialist Democratic Party is murder by way of abortion. God forbid that we continue as a nation. The point that I'm making is today, I believe you understand that. We as citizens need to determine what kind of America do we want starting in January 2025. What kind of nation do we want our sons and our daughters and our grandchildren to be brought up in? What kind of nation do we want America to be? Do we want to continue to maintain a constitutional republic with a representative form of government? Or do we want a third world ten-horn dictatorship, which is what we're devolving into as we speak? By the way, ladies and gentlemen, listen. I get a little uptight, bent out of shape, ticked off, if you want to call it that, to hear our Marxist media and many of our candidates, many of our those that are running our nation, talk about a democracy. We are not yet a democracy. We're on the decline headed for a democracy. A democracy means mob rule. A constitutional republic with a representative form of government means that we elect candidates after we vetted them, and when they go into office, they vote the pleasure of the people, not the pleasure of the lobbyists and those that are paying for their campaigns in the future. We need to understand the vast difference of that. And as a Christian, as a conservative, and as a patriot, we need to be concerned about it. By the way, you perhaps have heard me say before, in the 2020 election, over 40 million Christians sat on their thumbs and did nothing in relationship to voting. I understand in the 2022 election, that was cut in about half. But ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. We the people, we the Christians, we the conservatives, we patriots in America will determine the trajectory and the direction that a nation, our nation, will go in and what kind of nation we'll have in 2025. Ladies and gentlemen, we today are in a position that we are looking at anti-America, anti-God, anti-morals, anti-Second Amendment, anti-anything that you'd call patriotism. In fact, today, ladies and gentlemen, if you're a patriot, if you love our country, you love our flag, and you're Christian, you're called a Christian nationalist. I've said before on this broadcast, I'd be proud to wear that title. You can call me a Christian nationalist 24/7. It's not going to worry me. It's not going to bother me. It's not going to cause me to be fretting or worrying about it at all. We need to be Christian nationalists, where we stand for our nation. We stand for the flag. We stand for prayer. We stand for Bible reading. We stand for having a moral, ethical training system called the public school system in America today. Ladies and gentlemen, we have today, America's been, had imposed upon us a radical Marxist candidate for president, Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris is a dangerous, dangerous, dangerous candidate. I don't know of any candidates any more dangerous that I've seen in the history of my lifetime. Kamala's done more to intervene in the things and the happenings, supposed to be the border czar, and allow, there's been, some have said 10 million. I think somewhere between 15 and 19 million illegal invaders have come into America under this administration. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. I'm going to make a quick transition, and then we're going to allow Tony to talk. I'm thankful that he's with us today, and we'll introduce him in a moment. But Kamala Harris, I believe, is a fraudulent, ill-prepared puppet candidate for president of the United States of America. I believe that's been fostered upon her by the political elitist, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Barack Obama, which is behind the scenes leading. I believe that's all been set up and staged to put Kamala Harris in office as president. Now, she has chosen. She didn't choose. I believe it was chosen by the Obama people behind the scenes. It's chosen the Minnesota Governor Tim Walz to be the VP candidate. When you go back and look at how this has come about, it staggers my imagination that a handful of people are basically in charge of the presidential candidacy for our nation at this moment. But let's talk about for just a minute before we introduce Tony, which is a candidate for District 1 for the local school board. Let's talk about Tim Walz. I've just got a list. I'll just go down it very quickly of the things that have come out in relationship to Tim Walz. He's the former senator from Minnesota. Tim Walz is presently the governor of Minnesota. Walz is a proud socialist communist. Tim Walz has bragged about going to China over 30 times. Let that sink in for a moment. He praises the Chinese form of government. He praises the Chinese social system of dinging the citizens of China if they do not do things that are according to the Communist Chinese Party. May I say to you, Walz is for murder by way of abortion. In fact, under Tim Walz's governorship, he has had a major, major record of abortions. Now, someone was smart enough. They went to the Minnesota Health Department records, and during the administration of Tim Walz as governor, there have been thousands and thousands and thousands of abortions. He believes in abortion up to and including the moment of birth. But by the way, according to the health records of Minnesota, nine attempted abortions that failed, nine failed abortions, wound up being live births. You know what they did under the administration and leadership of Tim Walz? That child was left to be made comfortable until that child died. Nine of those occasions during his administration. Back in 2020, after the death of George Floyd, Walz praised the BLM riots and said that they were just peaceful demonstrations. You know, realize in Minneapolis alone, $500 million, hear me, $500 million worth of damage was done. And yet it was praised. In fact, Tim Walz's wife said that at night she would open her windows so she could smell the fragrance of tires burning as the peaceful demonstrations were taking place. During COVID, Walz forced total lockdowns, forced mask wearing. Even inside your own home or business, you had to wear a mask. Tim Walz set up a snitch system, a hotline system, that anytime a neighbor would see a neighbor leaving the house or without a mask, they would call that hotline and report their neighbor, neighbor snitching on neighbors. Now, if you go back and check on the Communist Chinese Party, you'll find that's the same thing they do in China, even at this moment. Neighbors reporting neighbors so that they could be ticketed or locked up for disobeying the executive order of Tim Walz as governor. Tim Walz's executive orders pushed and forced transsexual surgeries on minors. In fact, under the leadership of Tim Walz in Minnesota, a minor can have transsexual surgery without notifying the parents because Tim Walz says the state owns that child and not the parent. That's the mindset, ladies and gentlemen, of a dictator and not a constitutional republic. Walz fully embraces boys and girls' locker rooms and shower rooms and bathrooms and dressing rooms. Under the Walz leadership, children are not considered any way to be protected. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, under Tim Walz's leadership as governor, at this moment, pedophiles are considered protected class. Pedophiles. Walz is anti-Second Amendment. Walz provides driver's license for the illegal aliens. He calls them new Americans. Walz has set a hate speech hotline that if you say anything negative, publicly heard negative about the Islamic jihadist, you are considered, it is considered hate speech, and you're persecuted and prosecuted in the state of Minnesota. Minnesota is now controlled by the Islamic jihadist with Islamic call to prayer from the Islamic mosque 5 times a day in Minnesota. I want that to sink in. 5 times a day, Christians, conservatives, patriots must tolerate, endure the loudspeakers with the Islamic jihadist demonic call to prayer. Minnesota has adopted, ladies and gentlemen, just under a year now since they adopted a brand new flag. The flag was promulgated, pushed, and designed by an Islamic jihadist team. The flag that is now the flag that is the flag for Minnesota is a replica of the Nigerian Islamic flag. You will recall that under Obama, thousands of Nigerians, in fact, some say about 30 to 35,000 Islamic jihadists from Nigeria were shipped into Minnesota. Ladies and gentlemen, billions of dollars have left Minnesota. And just in the past 12 months, as I recall from the study of some articles on that, about 30,000 people have moved out of Minnesota, especially Minneapolis, as a result of Tim Walz's leadership. Now, I've said all of that to say this. What do we do after knowing that? What are you to do? What am I to do in knowing the dilemma, the condition that our nation is in today? There's one thing that we must do, and we're in that cycle today, and that's the election cycle. As citizens, as conservatives, as Christians, as patriots, we must vet the candidate and know where that candidate stands on the issues that are so precious to us and so vital to our constitutional republic that we're living in. So today, ladies and gentlemen, I'm delighted to have with us Tony Ricardo. Tony is the candidate for District 1, Duval County School Board. Tony, welcome to Let's Face the Issues today.
Thank you for having me.
Delighted to have you.
I'm glad to be here.
Thank you so much. Let me do this. Some of our listeners may have heard you recently when we had a similar dialogue and discussion, but in the event we have those, and I pray that we do, those listening that have not tuned in before. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion. We got Tony Ricardo with us. Tony, take a few moments to tell our listeners something about your qualifications, your background for running for the seat on the school board, and then we'll take our first caller.
Well, I was educated as an educator. So my first job out of college was teaching. So I have an education degree. I taught for 6 years at the public schools and 2 years at a private school. And when I left the public school system, I ended up starting my business, a graphic arts business. And so for the last 32 plus years or so, I've run my own business after working with other people in the same business. I've had three children. All of them are adults now. They are all products of the public school system here in Jacksonville. So I've had some insight in dealing with the public school system. My late wife also worked in the office as a computer operator, working in attendance and records. So we have that also as a little bit of experience. I also worked on the SACS committee when I was at Jackson. We went through that cycle, trying to find funds and trying to find those missing students that weren't coming to school. So, yeah, it's been an interesting ride.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Tony Ricardo, candidate for District 1 for the Duval County School Board. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood.
Yes.
Yes, I'm going to tell you, you all are dead on point. I'm definitely going to vote for Tony. It is ridiculous. Number one, we got two liars. Smiley, her VP. They are liars. He did not go to Afghanistan. If he really researched it, he did not go. He's like a supposed to be a chief master sergeant. And you had people in the military say no. And that is crazy. That is crazy. I don't understand why people listen to this, I said, woke media. Okay? And they are, it's crazy. It's really crazy. And if people don't wake up, America will not be America anymore.
Tony, right. I mean, Kenneth, you're exactly right. That's what we're talking about today, the need for us to vet the candidates. And I'm thankful that I've had the privilege of looking at Tony and his background. I'm proud to say that I'm not in District 1, but what I want our listeners to understand, I don't care what school district you're in. When we elect a school board, when we elect a member from our district, when that person is sworn in as seated, he then makes the decisions for all of the Duval County school system. And so therefore it's imperative and incumbent upon every listener, regardless of the district that you're in, to hear what we're saying today and understand there's a need to pray for Tony, to ask God to open the door so that he can represent us on the Duval County School Board. That's my bottom line. That's what I state.
Amen.
And Kenneth, when you talk about these two fake frauds that are running for president and vice president, it is the most ridiculous, unholy, ungodly, antithetical to anything of God's word candidacy that I've seen in my lifetime. We need to pray and ask God to remove them or place somebody in that position. I still say, Kenneth, and I'll let you go, our time's about out for this part of the hour, but I still say that there's going to be an open convention where there will be knockdown, drag out, resembling the 1968 convention in the same city in Chicago, because the Black Lives Matter has already said that they're not satisfied with Kamala Harris or with her VP candidate. I pray that God will intervene and change the direction somehow, some way. But I believe it's still possible for Donald Trump and J.D. Vance to win. Go ahead quickly.
Dr. Youngblood, they are fake. Black Lives Matter, those women are fake.
That's exactly right. But they carry a lot of weight with the socialist Marxist media. They carry a lot of weight with the socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party. And as a result of that, they're going to get their attention, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But Kenneth, thank you so much for your call. I believe we have Alan on the line. Alan, go over with your question or comment, please.
Hey, Dr. Youngblood, how are you doing?
Doing great. I pray that you are. Quickly, we got a minute.
Yes, sir, I am. Real quick, I just wanted to say, so on just the other subject on Article 9 about the marijuana. Now I am a Christian and I'm conservative, but I am for the. I had a friend's daughter, a friend who had a daughter who had cancer, and the oil derived from it helped her greatly with her pain. I believe that there is a difference in abusing and using what God made.
Alan, our time is about out. Our time's about out, but let me cut through the chase very quickly. There's a vast difference in the pot, the marijuana that's on the market today, and what it was back in the 60s. Secondly, we have medical marijuana that's a authorized in the state of Florida. If there's a need, go through the medical process, get your physician, your doctor to write the prescription, and not being sold over the counter at some pot shop on the street corner. Yeah. That's what I say about it. But Alan, thank you so much for your call today. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got the top of the hour news coming up. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
You.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WA.